I would like to present an application that is a collection of test tools using CH341 as a physical interface. The original purpose of this application was to repair laptop batteries. However, I had to familiarize myself with the CH341 chip beforehand. I started with more elementary functions like I2C support, and the application took the form of a collection of loosely related modules. Programming the smart battery turned out to be more complicated than I expected, and given that I only have a few such batteries, I stopped at reading their parameters for the time being. What emerged from this, however, was a tool with a wider range of functions, reminiscent of Bus Pirate. Currently, version 1.04, functionality includes detection of I2C devices, writing, reading raw data using I2C, SPI, smart battery status reading, sensor support, BME280/BMP280, SI7021, BMP180, SHT11, LM75, AHT10, AHT20, AS5600, APDS9960, L3G4200D, BMI160, MPU6050, VL53L0X, supportive displays, HD44780, directly and via PCF8574, SSD1306, MAX7219, 8x8 LED, CH455 LED, from a DVB-T decoder, support for SI5351A generator, support for FM tuner, RDA5807M, support for RTC DS1302 and DS1307, support for the MCP4725's DAC and ADC ADS1115, read-write of ETH-FI registers via MDIO interface, Clause 22 plus MMD, support for Ethernet cable length measurement function via LAN 8742, TDR plus CBLN. Some screenshots and photos, ... I found out about the CH455 LED and keypad controller from the topic, but in my case, the donor was a Wiwa HD102. Burnt out power supply even before switching to DVB-T2, in which the display with the controller is placed on a separate board connected by tape. ... Curiosity, burnt segments of the display where C was displayed as channel. This is already most of the electronic trinket I have that can be handled. I have omitted the typical use of the CH341A as a serial memory programmer, as there is already quite a selection of software supporting this. To the best of my knowledge, the limitations and shortcomings, limited SPI speed, irregularity of the UART output waveform for higher speeds of the CH341 will not allow the implementation of one wire or the WS2812 protocol. Support for a given chip is most often limited to basic or selected functions, allowing testing but not necessarily giving access to all capabilities. Much of the source code comes from other open-source projects, but I stick to licenses that would not introduce problems for commercial use. For a slightly longer description, attached, source code, Turbo C++ 2006, one of the ancient versions of C++ Builder, and executable file. The application only works under Windows x86 or x64. It does not work with Windows ARM or Wine. It is required to install the driver CH341PAR. If the CH341 was used as a programmer, this driver is probably already installed. The application will not run without it.